Module 6, Lesson 2, Evaluating Your Child's Sleep Association. So, how do you know if your child has a sleep association? The main question that you need to ask yourself is this. Is the way that my child falls asleep and the sleep environment where they fall asleep in exactly the same as when they wake up or stir in the middle of the night or in the middle of a nap? If not, they probably have a sleep association. One thing to keep in mind as you look closer at the sleep associations we're going to describe next is that your child may have more than one sleep association and may use different sleep aids for different situations. For example, they might fall asleep in the stroller during the day and connect their sleep cycles with movement, maybe only need their pacifier to settle to sleep in the evening, but then require you to nurse them back to sleep multiple times a night. So in this case, the child would have a sleep association actually not only with movement, but also with the pacifier and nursing to sleep. And you would actually need to wean all three or adjust all three in order to get your little ones sleeping as best as they're able to at this age. So let's have a more detailed look at the most common sleep associations which negatively impact sleep.